Ongoing political wrangling in Kenya's coalition government is having a detrimental effect on its fight against corruption. Yesterday, a rift in the fragile power-sharing government developed after Prime Minister Raila Odinga announced the suspension of two ministers after corruption scandals. The president annulled the suspensions, saying that Mr. Odinga did not have the power to take action. The public spat between the two leaders has deepened fractures in the coalition government formed in 2008 after more than 1,000 Kenyans were killed in the country's worst violence since gaining independence from Britain in 1963. Society of Missionaries for Africa, Father Patrick Devine, told us that unless the roots of the conflict are addressed, Kenyans will never know peace.
In Kenya at the moment, there is the drafting of a new constitution, and a lot of that is based around trying to address the structural violence that was going on in Kenya, structural conflict. And if the structural violence and the conflict itself is not addressed, it eventually becomes probably behavioral violence. So in Kenya at the moment, that's one of the main talking points and developments within the political scene. And it's a very positive development because nobody wants to go back to the violence of 2008. I think it's important to point out that you have conflict in countries like Kenya over governance, political governance. Now, they are quite distinct, although not totally separate, from conflicts that go on among pastoralist communities. And across northern Kenya, there's a huge amount of ongoing conflict between the pastoral conflicts that are not really connected directly to issues of governance, but they are connected to issues of state neglect. Maybe in terms of evangelization and humanitarian development, it would be important to say that if we don't seek to understand the root causes of conflict and to acquire the skills and techniques to resolve them, there will never be true peace for these people.